the opinions expressed in this program. No way, shape, or form should be taken with any credible... Phooey. Screw it.
I hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
A jelly donut!
I'm your husband, man.
You're not looking at the big picture! You're not looking at the big picture!
Sir, all it is medulla oblongata.
Damn! You know what? It is great to be back in front of the computer recording a podcast. You know what? I've missed this. I really have missed this. You want to know why? Because I'm busy all the time, and I don't get to sit down and just record a simple podcast. That sucks for me. But anyway, let me tell you what's going on. Everybody's well aware, Sony has come out with the A7R4. What a monster that thing is. It's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah, that's right. I have one. And it's cool. So, let me go on a personal note here. First off, let me tell you what's going on. Yesterday, I did my first public speaking event in quite some time. And, of course, it was in relationship to the opioid epidemic. And anybody who knows me and follows me knows my personal journey with this and the effects that it's had on my life and my family's. More my family's than mine, because you have to put family before yourself. And that's exactly what I've always done. So I went up and talked to a pretty good-sized crowd yesterday, and I was really surprised at the turnout. I was really surprised at all the venues that showed up there to help people. That's pretty cool. I mean, from my perspective and what I've seen in the past, this was a good turnout, and it was well worth me doing. The only problem with me doing this, and it's pretty significant and it's heartwarming, is there's part of my talk that I give that's very real and very, for some people, it really connects with them. And what always bothers me is when I deliver this part of my speech, which I'm not going to go into on the program, but mothers cry. Mothers always cry. And like I said before, moms really take this entire opioid issue to heart. Mothers who lose their children with, you know, to addiction. It's heartbreaking. It truly is heartbreaking. Very sad. But, you know, the best thing that you can tell them is you'll never get over this, but time will make it a little easier. It's still too early to tell if that's true. I know it's just heartbreaking to me. You know, why did this happen? It's sad. It really is. It's sad. So anyway, we're back. I'm happy to be back in front of the computer, actually recording a podcast for you guys this week. And matter of fact, I'm a little emotional from it.
Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it. Huh?
Yeah, it's just good to be back in the studio with my computer, with my podcasting equipment, doing a podcast for you people. So you better freaking appreciate it. So here's my random bitch for the week. And I got to say this because it's annoying to me. When did we get so bad at driving? I mentioned a few weeks on the program, just a few weeks ago, that, you know, you've got on throughways a right lane and a left lane. Right lanes are basically for slower traffic. Left lane is meant for passing. But there's too many jerks out there that are all about themselves, but they don't want to go to that speed, you know, where the left lane is passing the right lane. It's incredible to me. People, get in the right lane. I've said it a million times. I don't want to say it anymore. So here's my next talk about people driving. You know, there's a little magical switch in there. It's called a turn signal. And it's about 3 feet up from your ass. All cars have them. All you got to do is just move your hand up 3 feet away from your ass. And guess what? You'll find that magic lever. You push it up, puts a signal onto the right, telling people that you're going to turn right. You put it to the left, pull it down, you're going to go left. Now, here's something else I want to say. Turn signals are turn signals for a reason. Now, me, I don't want to call myself an aggressive driver, but I am a very defensive driver. And people, I want you all to realize something. When you're in traffic and somebody turns their signal on, they're not asking for your permission to go in that lane. I know I, for one, am not. If I'm going to get into an exit lane and there's people in that lane and I have my right signal on, I'm not asking for your permission. I am going in that lane whether you're in my way or not. So get out of my way. It's that simple. People are always in a rush, and I don't get why. I see people 75 miles an hour screaming down the road. This is a stupid part. They drive that fast. And here I am just driving the speed limit, doing my thing, and I will be damned. They get off at the same exit I do. And they're stuck at a light. So all that speed and all that big hurry was for what? For nothing. I've seen people going to the exact same place that I'm going to. I pull in, and here they are just now getting out of their car. 10, 15 seconds before me. It's stupid. All right. Which, you know, none of this talk has anything to do with photography. You know, unless I was, you know, video recording the bad habits of other people, which wouldn't be a bad photography project if you wanted to spend all sorts of hours out there just recording people driving cars or turning and not using turn signals. I mean, heck, that might even be funny. I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, that if we were to actually film, you know, like the thing, people of Walmart, you know, the people on Western New York drivers and New Jersey drivers or Pennsylvania drivers, it could be very interesting. All I got to say is, you know, that most people on the road today that are driving, you're jackasses.
Jackass!
And you just get right on my nerves. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I hate driving anymore because of this.
If there is one thing in this world that I hate.
Yeah, that's driving anymore. I just get disgusted with it. It's insane. So, oh well, what are you going to do? But you know what? My dedication to the drivers on the road these days. That's right. Loser. People on the road cannot drive cars. They suck. They don't use turn signals. That's right, folks. You guys are losers. Listen to the song for a minute. Let it sink in. Take it in. It's my own brand. Suck says it sucks. All right, that's enough of that. Let's kill that right now, although it's hard to kill because it's a great song and it's a great way to, you know, just get a point across, tell people, you know, losers. I'm telling you, driving on the road today, people just stink.
Oh, even stink would say that stinks.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, all right, so do we want to talk a little bit about photography this week? Because, you know, realistically, I have just punished you guys, you know, with this show. But it's fun for me to get back on this and do this.
I will punish all of you!
Not really. I don't want to punish anybody. I just want to have some fun and get back into the groove of doing my thing. And, you know, geez, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, anyway, I don't know. I'm kind of going through some photography stories here, and I just, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to talk about any of that. What I do want to talk about is a photo shoot I recently did. Young lady, graduating high school. Beautiful eyes, beautiful smile. Just lights up a room whenever, you know, you see her. And nice part, an old friend, you know, had, you know, which I don't see very often, you know, asked me, you know, if I would photograph his daughter, senior in high school. And, you know, I did. And the photos turned out great. And excuse me. But I kind of like it when this happens and people, you know, just comment on it. They're very happy with what you do. So that's a very satisfactory moment for me, you know, when I get the feedback on the images that I took and the edits. And what was really cool is, you know, my buddy here, he suggested we take one photograph. And, you know, it was something he wanted to do. He wanted to see in print. And we did. And it was a cool shot. We did it in black and white. We did it kind of contrasted. And it was very... it's a great photo. So I did a couple of different variations of it. And I think they were all pretty happy. So, which is good. But back to the people on the road. Damn. Yeah, it's one of my favorite drops. You know, because they're cars, people. You know, all these things going on in the world today and everybody pisses and moans about some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. And you know, here we are on the road, you know, hundreds of thousands of accidents a year on the roads. And, you know, people don't use turn signals. People just drive like retards. And I hate that word. But, and it's just in comparison. I mean, it makes me crazy. You know, I've seen people with terrible skill sets in life get on the roads and drive and do a better job than, you know, your typical college educated millennial these days. I mean, where did they learn how to drive? I mean, is Cracker Jack doing licenses? And here we are back on this subject again. That just tells you, I mean, this bothers me. It bothers me to be on the road and to see how people drive. Damn losers. All right, with that said, I'm going to quit being a jackass.
Jackass!
And I'm going to take myself a little break, and we will be right back.
Mama said, but Mike, don't you want to be comfortable? I said, no, I don't want to be comfortable. I wanna be scared out of my head and lost out of my mind. I wanna fall in and out of love a few thousand times. I wanna spend all of my money on my friends and on. I wanna ride around on a horse and give people hugs. And when I come into town, they'll say, oh, there's Mike. There's something wrong with that boy. I swear he just ain't right. Cause I won't waste another day living someone else's way. I wanna be happy. I wanna be free. Forget what they say. I'm doing me.
You know what? I really like that commercial. First off, because I like Canon cameras, and it's got my name in it. And let's all face it, I'm not right. So, all right, a couple of things I want to talk about, just because I think it's pretty cool. I met a young man, John Bracco. He's a senior at RIT this year. He's a photojournalist. Good kid, pretty talented photographer, and I happen to like him. He was a great guy. So it's cool. I like meeting new photographers and people coming up and, you know, people putting their passions, they're bringing their passions to life. So it's all good. Something else to talk about. Madison Owens. She is the daughter of a longtime friend of mine who has a very long interest in photography. And she's been, she's starting to go with me, assist and shoot and learning a few things. And I think it's cool. So look forward to teaching her, you know, lots of little tricks. So, which brings me to this part of my podcast, which I wanted to talk about lighting. I touched on it a little bit last week, and I wanted to revisit it, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about, you know, this technique that I use, which is exposing for the sky and lighting your subject with flash. If you've never tried it, try it. Expose for the sky. Find the happy medium between the sky and the ground, but expose for proper exposure during the sky, and then light your subject up with a flash. See if it doesn't make a difference in your portrait photography. It's a huge advantage. And I can talk about the settings. I can talk about all this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? Figure it out, because that's the best way to learn. Figure it out and learn. So something else I've been thinking about doing here, and I don't know if it's worth my time. I was thinking about doing a photo walk. You know, having some people get together, go shoot, go have some fun. We'll see. I don't know yet. I don't know. Orleans Renaissance Festival is having Ronan Tynan October 5th. At the Catholic Church in Medina. I'm the photographer. I will be the guy that's there. And it's like I said, locally, every time it's important or it means something to somebody, I'm that guy. I'm the guy that they call. Feel pretty proud of that, pretty special. It's quite an honor. I don't know if you have ever heard Ronan Tynan. He's very famous. He is very gifted, and I look forward to meeting him again. Well, not meeting him again, photographing him again, conversing with him. He's a great guy, great guy, great singer. It's a lot of fun. So, I've been thinking a lot about some things here lately, and I don't know if it comes from just the hours that I work, the long hours. And, you know, sometimes you drift away with your thoughts, figure things out. I've been thinking a lot about what I want to do as a photographer. Where do I want to go? What's my direction? Well, I've kind of figured out that I enjoy photographing people, but there's certain things that I like to do and I don't like to do. And weddings, I definitely don't like to do. It's back in the day when we were really doing a lot of weddings. It was cool, you know, but I learned something from wedding photography, and you shoot and you take all these photographs, and believe me, I used to have that shutter going every few seconds, and it's okay, but generalized snapshots. That's a lot of what we were doing. I mean, we had our formals where we would work with the bride and groom and some family and maybe part of the wedding party. But, you know, what I realized is, for the most part, it's just a bunch of snapshots. And I don't like to do that. I mean, I like to create things that are impactful, you know, mean something to, you know, the bride and groom, or will mean something to them, you know, 20 years down the road when they open up their wedding book and see some of the photos. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, demographically, you have to be pretty creative because, you know, our area, Western New York, some places just don't have a lot of scenery. So you have to create your own, you know, artistic vision. And one of the things that I recently did to get a different look into my photos is I purchased a ultra wide angle lens, and it has its advantages, believe me. Not everything has to be close up tight. You know, think about it. Creating a landscape style photograph with people in it, you know, as a subject, it's a pretty cool theory, and I think people, you know, other photographers should give that a shot. Some do, some don't. The other thing I've been thinking about doing more and really putting a push on is, doing more headshots, developing those skill sets. You know, I just have to find the time to do it, which I will. So, anyway, I'm going to cut this kind of short. Actually, it's not short at all. It's actually the longest podcast I've been able to do, being excited in front of my computer. But I don't want to bore you. I do have some news upcoming, and there's going to be some other things that I start talking about here on this podcast other than, everyday life, you know, more photography related. And I've said this in the past that, the show is it's a mix. It's a mix of, you know, life, my personal life, things that I do in photography, and sometimes we talk about certain stories with certain camera companies or other photographers. You know, a few weeks ago, if you didn't hear it, you know, I gave a take on, Jason Wheeler and whatever the guy's name, it escapes me. That's just how insignificant he is. Ken Wheeler, maybe? Wow. You know, I had a take on that story. I had a take on the first time that these two encountered. But, you know, I see Jason Wheeler still going strong. I just actually watched another one of his videos the other day, and enjoy those. He's a good guy. He puts a... He's got a pretty interesting, you know, video series that he puts out there. So, anyway, I think we're about done this week for this program. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. I hope it comes from this computer. All right, people. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Sargent, and you've just listened to the big picture. And just so you know, you will never get this time back. See ya.
Whip, I snap, attack, front to back, in this thing called rap. Digging like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 7-14, wise, divine. Maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess, some say I'm fresh. When my voice goes through the mesh of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen if they are not. Don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice is sick, so peace, stay off my back, or I will attack, and you don't want that.